The National Security Advisor of President Mills, Brigadier General Joseph Nunu Mensah, has appealed to former President Rawlings to join the campaign of NDC to retain power and prosecute successfully the Better Ghana agenda. He said the differences between President Mills and Mr. Rawlings are physical and leadership styles and nothing personal. Brigadier General Nunu Mensah made the appeal at the inauguration of a 2 semi-detached bungalow for the Aguna Kwenyaku Health Center and a fully furnished 6-unit classroom block for the Aguna Sabah Muslim community in the central region. The two facilities were constructed by the National Security Advisor with assistance from individuals and corporate organizations. So the two leaders have a lot in common and must therefore work together to bring the needed development which they both cherish to the people.
I've worked with you since 1979, and I know what you stood for and still stand for. I've also worked very close with President Mills for at least 3 years, and I can say without any equivocation whatsoever that apart from the physical differences and style of leadership, you have more in common between you and President Mills than divide you. Disagreements between people are not uncommon. The important thing is that both of you believe passionately in working your heart out to improve the quality of life of the ordinary Ghanaian. I share the same ideas as the two of you do, that even though you and I, in time past, had our differences, we later found accommodations with each other and worked very closely to bring the NDC to power once again, because we have a lot of things in common. The revolution you launched in 1979 to rid this country of such vices as corruption and attain a better life for our people has not achieved the desired objectives yet. There is still a lot of work to be done by the NDC party, which you founded, to get anywhere near the objective you set yourself and the party. We need you on board to complete the task of building a better Ghana.
National Security Advisor Brigadier General Joseph Nunu Mensah. Former President Rawlings said he has no personal problems with President Mills, except that the government is not upholding to the letter the principles of probity, accountability and justice. These, he said, form the foundation of NDC. He cautioned politicians against the use of violence to retain or win power. Former President Rawlings added his voice to calls to avoid the use of insults and intemperate language in the national political discourse.
I'm just hoping, ladies and gentlemen, that as he stands here and he's talking about politicians and their misuse of power or trying to grab power using violence, the same thing will apply to us. And I say the same on the media. It's very important what they've said here today. But I'm saying that let us have the moral high ground by practicing before we open our mouths to preach to others. But I guess what I need to add is that while he's warning politicians and people who would want to use violence to seize power, I hope the same advice goes to sitting governments not to attempt to use power to hold on to their seats, or to use violence to hold on to their seats. I would also like this opportunity to draw your attention to what the retired major was also saying about the coarse invectives, the crude, nasty, dirty language we tend to use. He's very right, but I hope the same message is being sent home to our mother party as well as the sitting government.
Former President Rawlings asked the rank and file of NDC to close their ranks, especially those who won their parliamentary primaries, and the losers to patch up any differences between them. This is because this year's general elections will be tough, but was optimistic that NDC will retain power. Former President Rawlings also decried the activities of charlatans who parade themselves as men of God, but are destroying families with their false prophecies. He entreated Ghanaians not to be gullible to the prophecies of these charlatans.
These so-called prophets, these people who talk in the name of God, Quran, the way we sometimes go to the very extreme and we create problems in some places, just as we also take the Bible and also go to the extreme, and this time when you listen to them on radio, watch them on TV, thousands of people are listening to them mesmerized. It's almost as if they are not listening to human beings, but they are listening to God. And they tell you, say, 6 year old, I won't say no, or you again, no, what GSD? Now what for far? Fire. What's wrong? Fire. Would you have seen Aquarano completely? Yeah. To what extent are we becoming degenerated? Allah and God go hand in hand with sense and truth. And I think it's important. Otherwise, we will do extensive damage.
Former President Rawlings used the occasion to introduce NDC parliamentary candidate for Aguna East, Mami Pukua, to the people and ask them to vote for her.